After what happened yesterday at Virginia Tech, colleges across the country are reevaluating their security measures. NPR's Alex Cohen reports.
Why couldn't it be stopped? That was the question everyone was asking yesterday. Virginia Tech President Charles Steger answered there was only so much campus security could do.
We have over 26,000 people here in hundreds of buildings. And I think the best thing we can do is we ask people to report anything they saw that was suspicious, but we obviously can't have an armed guard in front of every classroom every day of the year.
When it comes to colleges, there are all sorts of security measures that just won't work. For example, in the wake of the Columbine shootings, many K-12 schools tried to curb gun violence by installing metal detectors at their front gates.
And colleges haven't been able to do that, and I'm not sure if they're really ever going to be able to do that because it's an open campus, you know, open to lots of different perspectives and ideas, and they want to keep that openness.
Robin Gray is the executive editor of Campus Safety Magazine. Gray says campus security officers are often unfairly labeled as kindergarten cops. In reality, they have to be prepared to deal with all sorts of issues, from rowdy fraternity parties to suicide prevention to a gunman killing more than 30 people.
There's no way that you could really develop a disaster plan scenario dealing with the identical facts that occurred at Virginia Tech.
Security consultant Chris McGoey likens college campuses to airport security. Just when you think you've figured out all possible threats, someone brings chemicals in a water bottle or tucks matches into a shoe. McGoey says what colleges can do is review their emergency response plans.
I find that colleges and universities, even though they might have a disaster plan or emergency response plan drafted, it's often out of date, it's often untested, or the layers of systems that should be in place, since they are not utilized very often or ever, are not really in effect.
Part of emergency response is notifying students of potential dangers. Yesterday, Virginia Tech students criticized the campus for sending warning emails hours after the first gunshots were reported. Stephen Healy heads the International Association of Campus Law Enforcement Administrators. He says modern technology has made mass notification much easier.
We have to reach students according to the medium that they use. And I think most students now are either text messaging or relying on their cell phones. So we have to make sure that we're notifying them via those two instruments.
Healy, who also heads security at Princeton University, says his school recently purchased a text message notification system. Of course, these systems cost money, and not every school is financially equipped to invest heavily in such programs. But one of the best safety measures is free, says Allison Kiss, program director of a nonprofit called Security on Campus. She says students need to keep their eyes open to potential risks, especially in rural areas, which often lack the backup protection of large municipal police forces.
It's not that they're not concerned about safety, but they're very comfortable in their environment. It's almost like we, a lot of times, we'll talk about leaving your dorm room unlocked like it's your bedroom at home, because you're in this community with a lot of your peers and you feel like it's a safe environment.
In 1986, the roommates of Lehigh University student Jean Clary left their dorm room unlocked, allowing another student to break in, rape, and murder Jean. Jean Clary's death led to federal legislation known as the Clary Act, designed to improve campus security. By law, colleges and universities must now report criminal statistics every year, but Kiss says a third of schools still fail to do so, despite facing fines of nearly $30,000 for noncompliance.
A lot of times schools may not want to report their numbers because they're afraid that parents will see them or students will see them and their enrollment will drop.
To help schools improve crime reporting, Security on Campus has launched a nationwide training program this year. The second of these trainings will begin tomorrow in Philadelphia. Alex Cohen, NPR News.